Good afternoon. High pressure centered over northern New England will keep us quiet today. We'll see partly sunny skies with low levels of humidity and highs into the middle 70s. With clear skies and light winds tonight, temperatures are going to get chilly. Lows will be into the 40s to around 50, even across the Hudson Valley. Expect more of the same through early next week. We'll see mostly sunny skies on Monday with highs into the lower and middle 70s. Tuesday looks to be dry as well with highs into the middle and upper 70s. Now, clouds will increase Tuesday night and moisture will increase ahead of a frontal passage. We'll see the chance for scattered showers Wednesday through part of Thursday. Thunderstorms will be possible Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. Friday looks to be dry with partly sunny skies. High temperatures will top out into the upper 70s on Wednesday and the lower 80s Thursday and Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cool high pressure centered over eastern Canada will continue to support dry conditions and below average temperatures from the upper Midwest to the northern mid-Atlantic region through Monday. Meanwhile, to the south, showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop along and south of a front extending from the southeast back across the lower Mississippi Valley into the southern plains. Excessive rainfall will develop over parts of the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys into parts of the southern plains. In addition, a front moving out to the northern high plains into the northern plains will aid in developing showers and thunderstorms, with some storms being severe. As the front moves eastward to the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley into parts of the middle and lower Mississippi Valley by Tuesday. An area of low pressure along the eastern Florida coast will move northeast away from Florida. Conditions appear favorable for strengthening, and a tropical cyclone or a subtropical depression is likely to develop by Monday or Tuesday. Also watching Tropical Storm Dorian about 515 miles east-southeast of Barbados. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Barbados. Additional watches will likely be issued later today for portions of the Windward and Leeward Islands. Dorian is moving towards the west near 13 miles per hour, and this motion should continue today, followed by a motion towards the west-northwest on Monday and Tuesday. On the forecast track, Dorian is expected to be near the central Lesser Antilles late Monday or early Tuesday. Maximum sustained winds remain near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Dorian could be near hurricane strength over the eastern Caribbean Sea. Interests in Puerto Rico and Hispaniola should monitor the progress of Dorian. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from as high as 116 at Death Valley, California, to as low as 30 at Kremlin, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny with a slight chance for a shower, highs into the middle 70s. In Boston, mostly sunny, highs into the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, highs into the middle 70s. The average high temperature for Albany today is 79. The average low temperature is 59. The record high is 99, set back in 1947. The record low is 35, set back in 1940. The sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m. The sunset is at 7:42 p.m. That's 13 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 41 seconds less than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today, highs into the middle 70s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the middle 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, highs into the middle 70s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, highs into the lower 70s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today, highs into the lower 70s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today, highs into the middle 70s, mostly clear tonight, lows near 50. Region-wide for Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the middle 70s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs into the upper 70s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs into the upper 70s. For Thursday, the chance for a few showers, otherwise partly sunny, highs into the lower 80s. For Friday, partly sunny, highs into the lower 80s. And for Saturday, partly sunny, the chance for a few showers, highs into the upper 70s. Enjoy your Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.